Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at positive age beliefs, protection against dementia, and finally, a story about clinical practice guidelines for low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 631, recorded May 4th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. One of the strongest risk factors for dementia is a variant of the APOE gene, yet many who carry it never develop dementia. A recent study published in PLOS One, PLOS One, examined for the first time whether positive age beliefs that are acquired from the culture may reduce the risk of developing dementia among older adults, including those who are carriers of this gene. The cohort consisted of over 4,500 health and retirement study participants who were age 60 or older and dementia-free at baseline. As predicted in the total sample, those with positive age beliefs at baseline were significantly less likely to develop dementia after adjusting for relevant covariates. Among those with the gene, those with positive age beliefs were 49.8% less likely to develop dementia than those with negative age beliefs. The study concluded that the results of this study suggest that positive age beliefs, which are modifiable and have been found to reduce stress, can act as a protective factor even for older individuals at high risk of dementia. Surf to our show notes for links. Clinical practice guidelines are designed to ensure that evidence-based treatment is easily put into action. Whether patients and clinicians follow these guidelines is equivocal. The objectives of a recent study published in the Spine Journal were to examine how many patients complaining of low back pain underwent evidence-based medical interventional treatment in line with clinical practice guideline recommendations before consultation with a spine surgeon, and to evaluate any associations between adherence to clinical practice guideline recommendations and baseline factors. The study concluded that evidence-based medical interventional treatments for patients with low back pain are not being taken advantage of before spine surgery consultation. If more patients were to undertake clinical practice guideline-endorsed conservative modalities, it may result in fewer unnecessary referrals from primary care physicians, and patients might not deteriorate as much while lingering on long wait lists. Further studies incorporating knowledge translation or health system pathway changes are necessary. As always, discuss all current research into low back pain with your qualified healthcare provider, such as your doctor or chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Leadership is more who you are than what you do. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.